In this next guest series, I bring on certified strength and conditioning specialist, Megan Dahlman, whose passion is helping people feel strong and confident in their bodies. She came up with her PSF framework, which helps identify issues in the body, whether it be joints, ligaments, a mind-body connection, or just overall stability issues for every muscle type in the body or aching pain that you might have. So if you're interested, stay tuned. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. This is part one of three of an interview I did with Megan Dahlman from Self Care Simplified Podcast. Megan, thanks for coming on my show. Today, we're going to talk about staying youthful and being pain-free as we age. I know that's real huge with my over 40 audience because we're all walks of life and have all sorts of different issues. And we don't want to keep having these problems. So quality is more important to us now than quantity. So what do we need to do to set ourselves up right for the rest of our lives? So I would like to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's this just common joke that just goes around and I see it all over social media. Even popular comedians will joke about this too, of like you hit 40 and your life ends as far as like being pain-free. And it's just this accepted thing of like, this is just what it's like to be getting older. And I beg to differ. Like, it doesn't have to be that way. And a lot of that pain is really just a result of several big things, and we can go into that. But most of it is just you're not using your body the same way that you did as you were younger. And now you don't have young cells on your side that will hold you up anymore. And you do have to be far more intentional and mindful. But when you do intentional things, you don't have to live with pain. So I think first and foremost, just coming out of the gate and reminding people, like, if you feel you've got achy joints, you're stiff, you're achy, like that's not an inevitable part of aging. And even something like osteoarthritis, it's not inevitable. We hear this from all over that you get older, you get arthritis. Mm-hmm. Like, not necessarily. Arthritis is a function of a joint that loses its function. And a lot of that could be how you're using it over many years, compounding factors, but it's not something that always happens as you age. So hopefully I can give all the listeners some good tips today on let's keep you pain-free, but also if you are in that achy, stiff, painful place, this is not just something you have to accept.
Yeah. Just from my own experiences with all my back problems and back surgeries and over time refusing to just let that take me, I've got that mindset. And finally things years later and just adding these routines in, like, oh my God, I've completely fixed everything. There is hope. And then with my own parents, they're both well over the 70s and having issues, and I'll catch them talking about something and I'll help them and I'm fixing them just from the stuff I've learned. So what's funny is I was just talking to my mom the other day and she was mentioning like osteoarthritis and all that kind of stuff. And I know nothing about how to prevent it, how to help it. So maybe I can pick your brain on that, to at least to start.
Yeah, totally. So osteoarthritis, I mean, it's definitely something that impacts millions of people, but it really is, like I said, a product of some form of dysfunction in the joint. It is the most common form of arthritis, and it can degrade the cartilage around the end of that bone. It can actually change the bone shape and it can cause inflammation in there. And all of those things end up can result in pain, stiffness, and even loss of mobility. But I say can because there's often times where people will go get an x-ray or have an MRI done and the doctor will be like, oh my goodness, you've got arthritis in that joint. And the person might be like, I had no idea, because it wasn't painful. Yeah. And so you can have arthritis and not necessarily have pain too. So just keep that in mind. Don't freak out if you hear that arthritis diagnosis. But according to the Arthritis Foundation, actually, women are more likely to develop osteoarthritis than men. And a lot of that has to do with your body's ability to replace that bone cell loss after the age of 40. when your estrogen starts to decline, that bone cell turnover rate just is not as efficient. And so women are a little bit more at risk of developing that arthritis, but there's so many highly effective ways to manage it. And when I'm thinking about any pain, whether it's coming from arthritis or a stiff, achy joint, I like to follow what I call the PSF framework. So P stands for posture or alignment. S stands for strength of that joint or the strength of the muscles surrounding the joint and even the strength of the ligaments and the tendons that support the joint. And then F stands for flexibility or mobility of the joint itself. So if you've got an achy part on your body, a stiff and achy joint, something that's not feeling good, chances are one of those three things is not being optimized. Either you're out of alignment, so your back has poor alignment, or your knee joint is not lined up nicely. So the posture of the joint itself is not good postural alignment, or it could be strength. It could be the strength of the tissues surrounding that joint aren't adequate. There's just not enough strength supporting it. And for most people, this is a big one. They just don't have enough muscular strength in the area. And then couple that with a lack of appropriate flexibility in that area. And now the joint can't move through its full range of motion. And now it's almost like getting rusty in certain edges of that range of motion, and it's not being lubricated fully. So I've tried to debunk this idea of, okay, does it always come down to that posture, strength, flexibility thing? And pretty much most of the time, if there's an issue with some part on your body, chances are it's one of those three things that's just not optimal.
Yeah. Thinking about it too, those three are probably the main things to go after. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, I bet inflammation, if you have a diet that's highly inflammatory, that probably doesn't help. Yeah. Then any other repetitive they're doing that they're not really telling you either.
Exactly. Yeah. And you nailed a good point. When you've got the pain, you have the mechanical side of it. You've got the way the thing is mechanically functioning. And that would be like the PSF framework. And then you have the chemical side of things. Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head there. That's the inflammation. That can create a lot of that pain experience also. But then you also have that nervous system feedback. And our brain is really interesting. The way it processes pain and identifies it, often it really likes to hold it and guard it and decode that information in not a very accurate way or a very
method. That's that fight or flight response that doesn't ever calm down unless you know how to do it. So I've dealt with that as
Right. And then once you're in that state, now you've got this other chemical side of things with the stress hormones going on. Dump a bunch of cortisol into the mix, and now you've got even more inflammation and issues going on. And so we can get this both chemical and mechanical bath of pain and achiness and stiffness that just makes you feel miserable.
So to fix all these issues, basically first identify where it is and then run through the PSF and then start looking at other parts of your life and what you're putting in your body and that kind of stuff.
And I find that mechanical, it's a simple way to approach it and be like, okay, now I have some guidelines of what I'm looking for. And this is where it's really helpful to work with a good trainer to know, okay, the hip socket joint, how is it supposed to function? The knee joint, how is it supposed to function? If you're getting pain in your knee, it's not supposed to be flexible in all directions. That knee should not bend backwards. No. It's not like if we create tons of flexibility in the knee, it's going to be significantly better. Maybe that joint actually needs more strength and stability. Maybe it needs some hip work to improve the alignment of the knee. So it's a lot of understanding how each area on your body is supposed to function. But I think the big ones, of course, is your back and your hips. And this is where the majority of adults feel pain. And I know, Brad, you have quite an experience with this too. But your lumbar spine in particular, and I know this is what happened to you, that those lumbar spinal segments were not designed for an excessive range of motion. And what do we know happens when those spinal segments, they are overflexed or overstretched, like exactly what you experienced with that massively herniated disc.
Or compression starts happening.
Yeah. And so you've got these joints at the base of your spine that aren't supposed to be super flexible, right next to a massive joint, your hip socket, that's supposed to be quite flexible. The range of motion in your hip socket is a lot. It should move in many directions. And so unfortunately, when your hips are really tight and they don't have the flexibility that they're designed to, often what happens is your lumbar spine, those low back segments, pick up the slack and end up overextending or overflexing or over side flexing more than they were ever designed to do. So adding some flexibility back to hips can really help. Adding some strength and some stability back to the lumbar spine can be really beneficial too. And then of course, making sure, okay, do we have things lined up nicely? Let's get them in that good posture position and then keep things loose where it's supposed to stay loose and keep things tight and stable where they need to be tight and stable. And that can make a world of difference.
Yeah, awesome. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I've moved down here to San Diego, and I'm actually going to be training at one of my local gyms. So in this process, you know, you got to do the Yelp and Google reviews to get some action going. And what I'd like to do is ask my audience if anyone out there would be so gracious enough to leave me a 5-star Google review to help build my local training clients. If you love the show or have had any results from listening, please click on the show notes for my link to get to these Google reviews, as it is hard even to find me by searching for over 40 fitness hacks on Google Maps currently. Thank you once again, and I hope you love the show.